So I thought that it would be fitting and appropriate to end the year 2020 with a brief message entitled, well, that didn't go as planned. How many times have you said that this year? Like, quite a few times, right? I'm sure. I know for us, we said it early on in this thing. This was our 30-year anniversary in May, and we had a great vacation plan to celebrate our 30-year anniversary. We were going to go to a tropical location outside of the country, and then the world came to a screeching halt, and so our anniversary did not go as planned. But we can all point to examples of that in our own lives, right? Like, where something you put a lot of planning and time and effort and preparation into, you thought everything was going to fall into place because you worked hard to put everything together. And then all of a sudden, something unexpected happened. Something you had no control over, and those plans went out the window. And we don't like that, right? We don't like the unplanned. We don't like the unexpected. And it could have been something like this. Maybe that job you thought was going to last forever came to an end unexpectedly. Maybe that relationship you thought was going to last a lifetime, it came to an end unexpectedly. Or maybe the money that you had saved up and you had prepared and you thought, I'm financially secure, I have no worries, my bills are paid, everything's taken care of, and all of a sudden it's gone unexpectedly. We all have things that happen to us unexpectedly, and we really know what that looks like, especially this year, right? We can all point to things this year that haven't gone as planned, and things that have affected the entire planet, things that have affected our country as a whole, and things that affected our lives individually. And as we look back over 2020, we hope that 2021 is going to be much better. And we kind of do this every year, don't we? Where we think that, you know, at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, some cosmic reset button is going to be pushed and everything's going to change and everything's automatically going to start over and be better. And the truth is, things are going to happen unexpectedly next year too. 2021 has a lot of things in store for us that we probably didn't plan, didn't hope for, didn't expect. And that's a part of life. And while 2020 has been that part of life, like on steroids, we have no idea what 2021 holds for us. So it's interesting, the timing of this, because I just want to remind us, we just celebrated 2 days ago another time in history when things did not go as planned. Think about the people in the Christmas story. Joseph and Mary just planned to get married and have a normal life, right? Just live a quiet life in a small town, raise a few Mary and Josephs, and just kind of be anonymous and just be Mary and Joseph and the kids and just live life until the angel Gabriel showed up and said, things aren't going to work out the way you planned them to. God has a plan in store for you that's a lot bigger than what you expect, and it messed up their plans. The shepherds probably thought, you know, we're just going to have a quiet night on the hillside watching sheep, no stress, everything's just going to be calm and quiet, it's going to be a silent night, right? And all of a sudden, the skies light up with an army of angels celebrating and announcing the birth of Christ because they said, God has bigger plans in store for you guys than just sitting on a hillside watching sheep tonight. The wise men probably planned on, I don't know, just sitting around being wise, right? Writing and reading books about philosophy and studying the stars and teaching and learning. And all of a sudden, this star shows up in the sky and they realized God has something bigger in store for us than just sitting around being wise. Herod thought that he was just going to be king and he would be the king of the Jews, the only one who was known as the king of the Jews with no competition whatsoever. And then the wise men showed up and all of a sudden they realized God has a different plan here. See, for all of the people involved in the Christmas story, all of them had plans, but then God had different plans. And when Jesus invaded this earth, it changed everything, and it messed up the plans for a whole lot of people. But as we know, and as we look back, God was in the middle of it, and God's plan was absolutely amazing. As I look back over my life, I've seen that same thing countless times. And I'm sure you have too. Let me share just a few examples from my own life. Summer of 1989, I was getting ready to head into my senior year in college. Some of you are like, 1989? When was that? That was a long time ago. I was getting ready to head into my senior year, and my plan, it was a Friday night about 1 o'clock in the morning. My plan was just to get back to the store. I was a driver for Domino's Pizza. It was a great job, driving around, handing out pizzas, and people loved it. It was great. And my plan was just to get back to the store and probably stop at the Quickie Mart and get a package of double stuffed Oreos and a quart of milk and head back to the apartment. That was my plan. But God had other plans. And a drunk driver ran through a stop sign, hit me on my side of the car, totaled the car, and left me for dead. And that set into motion a series of events that led to me meeting the love of my life, Sheila. Had I not been hit by that drunk driver, had my plans worked out, we would not have met in the timing and in the way that we met, and things would not have worked out in such an amazing and awesome way. Because God had a different plan than mine. About a year later, I graduated from college, and a week after that, we got married. And my plan, our plan was I was going to go back to school, get a master's degree in counseling, and I was going to have a career as a counselor. That was our plan. But God had other plans. And he put me in a situation where I was required to preach to a congregation of about 500 people, most of whom were retired pastors and missionaries. And I had no desire to do that. My dad's a pastor. I had no interest in being a pastor. I never took any classes in preaching, didn't want to do that until I began to speak in front of this crowd of people. And all of a sudden, this incredibly shy introvert discovered a passion for preaching that has changed my life and hopefully has changed the lives of others. God had a different plan than mine, and I'm thankful that he did. 1998. Sheila and I had been married for 8 years, and our plan for several years had been that God was going to heal us miraculously and give us a child or two. But God had a different plan. And as a result of God's plan, we found ourselves flying 13 hours around the world to China, to a small town in China we had never heard of, Changsha, China, where we adopted our beautiful daughter, Kaylee, and she became a part of our family. God had a different plan, and I'm thankful that he did. In 2008, our plan when we left Arizona was that we were going to say goodbye to pastoral ministry. I went back to school to get my master's degree. I was going to be a marriage and family counselor, and that was the plan. We were going to live here in Bainbridge for just a couple of years probably and then move, I don't know, someplace warmer. Yes. But God had different plans, and the Encounter Church was born. And here we are 7 years later. The point I'm making is this. Those are just a few examples, but I'm sure you can do this too. We can all point to several times in our lives when God had a plan that was different than ours, when our plans didn't work out. And at the time, it was painful, even devastating. But the Christmas story reminds us that there are times God deliberately disrupts our plans because he has a plan for us that is far better and far bigger than anything we could have possibly come up with. We can all point to those times in our lives, can't we? Those times when we look back and we say, we now say, at the time, I didn't like it. I hated it. It was disruptive. I didn't understand it. I had no idea why it was happening. But now looking back, I'm thankful that my plans didn't work out because God had a plan that was far better than that. And maybe this year, maybe this Christmas, there were some things in your life that didn't go the way you hoped or expected. Could I encourage you to look for God in that? What might he be saying to you in the middle of that? What might he be doing in your life through all of that? See, God has a way of taking the unplanned and the unexpected. God has a way of taking those things that seem chaotic and random and out of control. He has a way of taking those things that are incredibly painful in our lives and using them as the necessary stepping stones to get us from where we are to the amazing plans he has for our lives. So as we begin a new year in just a few days, we have no idea what 2021 is going to look like, but what if, the next verse we're going to look at here, what if we made this verse our theme when things don't go the way we want them to? What if this became our go-to, our focus, when life doesn't turn out the way we hope or plan for it to turn out? Here's the verse, Ephesians 3:20. Here's what it says. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. What if we made that our focus? What if we, when the unexpected happens, When things don't go the way we planned them out, what if we reminded ourselves of this truth, that no matter what is happening around me, God is at work within me. And his plan goes far beyond mine. His plan is infinitely more. Those two words, infinitely more. In fact, I looked up the word infinitely. Here's what it means. It means superabundant in quantity, superior in quality. It means excessive. It means over and above. It means more than is necessary. That is God's plan for you. Infinitely more. And what we struggle with is sometimes, many times, getting there, getting from where we are right now to the infinitely more, to the superabundant, to the more than enough, to the excessive that God has, sometimes getting from here to there, well, it looks random and chaotic. It looks unplanned and unexpected. It looks painful. But I want to encourage us to remember that all of that is actually leading somewhere. It's leading to God's infinitely more in our lives. Can I encourage you to pray this verse when the unplanned happens in your life? When the unexpected happens and it's painful and makes no sense? To pray through this verse and just say something like this: God, what is the infinitely more that you're working on here? Because I'm not seeing it. I'm having a hard time understanding it. Early on in the book, Paul says, I pray for you that God will open the eyes of your hearts so that you will see what he's done in your life. Pray that way. God, open the eyes of my heart. I need to see the infinitely more because I need to have a restored hope in my heart. God, I invite you to do this, to do your infinitely more. I invite you to surpass and to work out your plans in me and to work out your plans through me. Because God, I don't want to just go through life and just do what I can do myself. I long to see and to experience what only you can do. So God, whatever that looks like, I welcome you and I invite you to do that infinitely more in my life and through my life. So God, that's our prayer. I pray that you will help us when things don't go as planned and when life doesn't make sense to us. Help us to trust you even when it's hard. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus because he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And God, I pray especially right now for those who are going through those very times where life just seems random and chaotic and it's painful and it's challenging. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would restore hope to their hearts, that you would reignite within them a sense of longing to see your hand at work, to see what you are up to. And God, I pray that you would restore faith where it is lacking, where we struggle to have faith. God, restore our faith to know and to believe and to trust that you are up to infinitely more. And I thank you that we get to be a part of your plan. In Jesus' name, amen. I wanted to give you an opportunity to share. We had our day of service a couple weeks ago, and I've heard a few stories of just some really cool God encounters that some of you had during our day of service. And so as we talk about God working through us to touch the lives of others, some of you saw that happen. Some of you got to be a part of that a couple weeks ago. So I wanted to give an opportunity for you to share. What are some of those stories of things you saw God do on that day of service? Or maybe there have been other times throughout this year where, as we said, it's been a crazy year, but God has been up to some great things. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to share, whether it's the day of service or other times, what are some ways you've seen God at work in your life, touching your life or touching the lives of others? So I'm going to stop the live stream, and I'm going to sit down and give you a chance to share now.